Oh, that's right. So glad that you're here, friend. How you doing? It is, of course, Thursday, January the 16th, 2014. I was going to say 13 there, but it's 2014. How you doing? It's Joey spending some time with you. Yes, here we are. It is, of course, Thursday. Day I look forward to each and every week. But this week, I'm kind of dreading moving forward in the week because tomorrow, Friday, we're going to be having a root canal. My first ever. I'm like, you know, I know perfect love casts out fear, and I know I'm a child of God. Just dreading the whole experience tomorrow. So I would really appreciate your prayers and not looking forward to it at all. Tell you what, when I do go to the dentist, though, I pray for dear life. I hold on to the arms of that chair, even though I'm getting a cleaning. It's just, I'm not what they call a macho man when it comes to that stuff. So I appreciate your prayers for my root canal happening tomorrow. But regardless, let's not think about it. You know, just kind of, you know, throw it under the rug for a while and let's not think about it. But regardless, hey, I pray that you are having yourself a wonderful week. Here we are. It is, of course, the 16th day of the first month of the year of 2014. And hey, we've been talking about it now for just the last couple of weeks as our community-wide Bible study that we're going to be doing at Judah Christian School, happening the first and third Friday of every month, beginning Friday, February the 7th, and we'll go through Friday, April the 4th. Now, we're going to be studying the book of Genesis, and this is just an opportunity for you to come along, study the Word of God together with other believers. We did something like this last year. Great turnout. We're going to be meeting at the Judah Christian School, 908 North Prospect in Champaign. Now, the cost is only $10. That includes all the registration materials and all of that stuff as well. It'll be happening first and third Friday of every month from Friday, February the 7th through Friday, April the 4th from 6:30 to 8. Now, if you want to get more details, directions, if you need more information, or if you want to register, just give Karen a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. So, did you hear the update yesterday, the personal updates of Mr. Mark Burns? What, you say you missed it? Oh, no! Well, there's a great personal update on Mark Burns, on what's going on in his life and what God is doing in and around his life and his ministry. Take a listen to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends under the audio archive portion of our website. You can listen to it anytime. Yeah, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and just click on archives and you'll find the actual date for yesterday, Wednesday, January the 15th. So take a listen to it as Mark and Jason talked about just a big event that happened in Mark's life. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Well, you know, I was reading the other day that January is the most depressing month of the entire year. Now, think about that for a little bit. January being the most depressing month of the entire year. I was just thinking about that the other day as well. Just kind of makes you scratch your head a little bit because we just celebrated the most wonderful time of the year. What happened between then and where we are now? Well, friend, regardless of the reason, regardless of what's happening, I'm so grateful that our hope and our trust is in the sovereign hand of God, that we are in the midst and the palm of His hand. And we need to be reminded, and we need to remind others of the hope that we have in Christ. So today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be playing Songs of Hope here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I hope you can sit back and enjoy and be encouraged as we listen to Songs of Hope on this edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that He gives. Oh, but greater still the calm assurance we can face uncertainty. certain days because he lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
Listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio, playing songs of hope. And I'll tell you what, I love the words in Deuteronomy 7:9. It says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." Friend, hold on to the promises of God today. playing Songs of Hope right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and I came across a story about a man who was slowly losing his memory. And after a lengthy examination, the doctor said that a risky operation on his brain might reverse his condition and restore his memory. However, the surgery would be so delicate that a nerve could be severed, causing total blindness. And the surgeon asked, "So which would you rather have, your sight or your memory?" The man pondered the question for a while and replied, "My sight, because I would rather see where I'm going than remember where I have been." Friend, our enemy is always, did you hear that? Always trying to dig up the past and keep us bound up in our failures. But be encouraged, friend. That's right. Be encouraged, because today is a new day. Today. Did you hear that? Today is a new day. Today and every day, you and I have a chance. You and I have a choice to make. We must choose to press forward and put aside our past. We must purpose to keep our eyes on the Lord, not on our successes or failures, but upon what we can do for Him today. So be free from the shackles of your past and keep your eyes on the prize. And that is, of course, Christ Jesus our Lord.
When you've said all there is to say, when you've prayed as long as you can pray, when you're broken, battered, and bruised, and you don't know what else to do, hold on to Jesus.
Watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over. Buried 4 days. Somebody said, He'll soon be here. The Lord's on His way. Martha ran to Him. Still be alive, but you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you've waited so long, but His way is God's way, not yours. Said Martha, show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled back.
Right, you're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Been playing Songs of Hope. Friend, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much just for letting me spend some time with you. I'll tell you what, I do look forward to our Thursdays each and every week, of course. And you can find out more about this radio ministry, the ministry of Great News Radio, by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. There you'll find our program guide, ways to contact us, a list of all our programmers and how to get a hold of them and events that are happening in our area. Yeah, take a look at it when you have a chance, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, of course, not only Friday, but the Friday edition of Mark and Friends with Mark and Jason in the studio, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.